Hello, boys and girls. Hello, mums and dads. Hello, aunts and uncles. And, Davies. 9 out of 10, Davies. Anyway, welcome to the Staggering Stories Christmas Staff Party 2005. And, well, hasn't it just been a year? Apart from Doctor Who actually being a success, who'd have thought it? Well, Keith's got balder, Adam's got smugger, Andy's got more andier, really. And I'm just fatter than ever. Anyway, we've got ourselves another Mr. Dalek story. Hooray! Once again, written by our mistress of mirth, Karen Dunn. And, well, once upon a time... 'Twas the night before Christmas, and on Adam's shelf, Mr. Dalek was feeling quite pleased for himself. A fun day had passed, for he hung up his stocking, devising a plan that was, frankly, quite shocking. He shared Adam's shelf, as I'm sure you're aware, with a wide range of toys who, for now, were not there. In a moment of bragging, he told them his plan. "I'll exterminate you just as fast as I can. You've hung up your stockings, and don't they look cool? Surely Santa will fill them with goodies this Yule. But because you'll be zapped, I'll just keep them for me. Wah-ha-ha-ha, ho-ho-ho, hee-hee-hee." Well, to his annoyance, they all ran and hid. He'd just have to hunt them, so that's what he did. Some toys hid quite well, but some others did not. Once cornered, he exterminated the lot. He zapped hobbit dolls from Lords of the Rings, and wizards and witchards and gobliny things. With a cry of exterminate, he zapped them all, and now Gollum didn't feel precious at all. Next up was Pinky, who hid with the brain. They begged really well, but got zapped all the same. He then melted Freddy and Shaggy and Scooby, and Daphne was next as he zapped off her boobies. He ran after Velma, determined to trap her, and once he had cornered her, primed up his zapper. "Jinkies!" she cried when she saw what her fate were, and jumped off the shelf lest he exterminate her. "Ha!" said Mr. Dalek, "you cannot escape. I've now got flying skills. I'll catch you. Just wait." And with a rev of his motors, he floated aloft, taking aim with his zapper as Velma ran off. Then out on the roof there arose such a clatter. Ignoring poor Velma, forgetting to zap her, he floated aloft like a good Dalek should, and went to find out who had gatecrashed his hood. The night was all silent and sparkling with snow. Well, it was Christmas Eve and a story, you know. Dodging past snowflakes as big as his plunger, our Dalek went after the gatecrashing sponger. And there on the roof, his eyes bright and merry, stood one Father Christmas, his nose like a cherry. "Good evening," he chuckled on spying our hero. "You should be in bed, 'cause Christmas is nearo. I'm here on your roof with my reindeer, you see. Have you left a mince pie and some sherry for me?" Well, you know, boys and girls, you should not speak to strangers, and though Mr. Dalek was never in danger, he primed up his zapper as Santa stepped near, and screaming exterminate, zapped his reindeer. He zapped Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, and Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. He cried out exterminate and watched them all fall. Then he turned to face Rudolph and zapped him and all. "Oh dear," said Santa, "you've blown up my crew. There really won't be any presents for you. The spirit of Christmas has quite passed you by, and now I'm stuck here with a sleigh that won't fly. There were new toys for Adam right here in my sack, and now I'm so cross I will just take them all back." New toys in the sack? He was happy and felt it. He needed new friends now the rest were all melted. New toys for the shelf? Well, he just couldn't wait to chase them around and to exterminate. His balls all a-tingle, he turned to St. Nick, apologized, although it made him feel sick. "I'm sorry I zapped all your reindeer," he said. "I understood I should have stroked them instead. Please give Adam his toys, he's such a nice lad, and shouldn't be punished because I'm bad. I'd cry if I could and beg if I had knees. I'd go, please, 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 hee 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 hee." "I see you are sorry," said Gullible Claws, oblivious to Mr. Dalek's guffaws. "I'll give you some gifts, 'cause I'm such a nice chap." And he lifted his toy sack into his lap. And out of the sack came such wonderful things. A new Scooby doll and a Barbie with wings. A Tigger with stripes that went whoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. A Thunderbird ship and a cuddly Baloo. Mr. Dalek was happy. His zapper was tingly. He hardly could wait to destroy all these thinglies. Thinglies? Oh dear. But before he could zap and before they could fall, Velma appeared and kicked him in the balls. "It's Christmas, you git," she shouted with passion. "You're meant to be decent, after a fashion. You already zapped Freddy and Shaggy and Pinky. You would have zapped me if I hadn't said jinkies. Poor Daphne has melted and so have her boobies. I don't even know what has happened to Scooby. and leaping and bounding across Rudolph's dead hoof, she shouted, "Hiya!" and kicked him off the roof. The snow broke his fall, but it really was chilly. And what made it worse, and he really felt silly, was that when legend told how his life had unfurled, the whole world would know he'd been beat by a girl. But fear not, my friends, though this story is told, revenge is a dish that is best served cold. There we go, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed that. Have yourselves a lovely time, and a very happy fan cliche to all of you at home. And Mr. Dalek will return in the Staggering Stories Christmas Staff Party 2006.